The president of Afghanistan is increasing pressure on the Pakistani government over the bombings that killed scores of Shia worshippers in Afghanistan this week. President Hamid Karzai is calling on the Pakistani government to act against a Pakistani terrorist group that he says orchestrated the attacks. Hundreds of mourners have now gathered in Kabul for the funerals of the men, women and children who were killed. As Afghanistan correspondent Sally Sara reports from Kabul.
It was a solemn day in the Afghan capital. Hundreds of mourners joined funeral processions for more than 50 people killed in Tuesday's attack at a Shia Muslim shrine. The survivors want to know who was responsible for the bombing. The devastating sectarian attack has shocked many in Afghanistan. The bombing was the deadliest in Kabul for 3 years. Some of the victims were young, including several children. One grieving relative, Haji Ibrahim, says the Afghan government should declare a national day of mourning. He says people should pay respect to the blood of those killed in the tragic attack. Afghan President Hamid Karzai returned home early from a trip to Europe to visit those injured by the suicide blast. He spent time at the bedside of a child who sustained severe injuries. Outside, the president had a clear message to those behind the attack. He accused members of the Pakistani terrorist group Lashkar-e-Jhangvi of carrying out the bombing. A man claiming to represent a faction of the group claimed responsibility for the attack on Tuesday, but it's unclear whether he was a genuine representative. President Karzai is placing pressure on the Pakistani government to take action. He says the bombing was an attack against Islam and the Afghan people. Pakistan says Afghanistan should share any evidence it has that a Pakistani group was behind the attack. Author and commentator Anand Gopal says it's hard to fight against insurgents when the insurgency is made up of so many groups.
Yeah, it makes it really difficult to fight an insurgency under these circumstances because the insurgency is very multifaceted and it's becoming ever more so. There's so many different groups, perhaps with different agendas, sometimes working across purposes. And even if you start, let's say, targeting or negotiating with one element of the insurgency, you still have so many others to deal with.
It's been a bloody and tragic week for Afghan civilians. Yesterday, 19 civilians were killed in a roadside bomb blast in the southern province of Helmand. Seven women from the same family and five children were among the dead. This is Sally Sara in Kabul for The World Today.